Warning, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Thank you for joining us at shouldidrinkthat.com. Or even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. This is a special audio episode for St. Paddy's Day. It is currently March 16th. I'm out here at Bocktown Beer and Grill in beautiful North Fayette, Pennsylvania. Yins know it is Pittsburgh and at. We've got a special KBS release party tonight. This is fantastic. We're going to talk to Chris from Bocktown. We've got John from Founders is here. We've got a few other people, a few special guests that I'm waiting to interview for you. Can't wait for you to listen to the show. Fantastic time. You're about to hear it. Strap on the headphones. Let's go.
One, two, three.
Bear, 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 Timothy. Bear, bear, bear. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mumps, and he invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of
cups. So he must have been an admiral, a sultan or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Oh, look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Oh, Lord bless Charlie Mumps, the man who invented
I'm here with John from Founders.
Yeah, buddy.
At Bocktown in beautiful Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Actually, North Fayette, I guess, is the general area
that
we're in right now. John, thank you for coming out.
Yeah.
Actually, thank you for having me come out. This is pretty cool. We are here at the KBS release party in Pittsburgh. First question, why Pittsburgh? Second of all, how did you pick Bocktown?
I love what Christina's doing, man. She's one of those entrepreneurs that gets it and does the right things. And, you know, we get year-round support with our bottles here. And hopefully, you know, we'll continue to do great things. This industry is all about the relationship that we build and the people we get to know and the fun we get to have doing it. You know, we're a production company, but we make a really cool product. And I have a lot of fun selling it, you know. But Pittsburgh, I'm from Pittsburgh, and it's good to give back. We were delayed here in the market last year about 3 months due to some legal issues with the federal government. And
damn the feds.
That's all I'm going to say on that matter. And so I wanted to make sure, you know, we just kind of reiterated when the beer comes out in the Ides of March every year. And the response has been great. We were out in Youngstown. I was in Phil and Sandy out of Vintage Estates. I know you guys, you and Puppy, are good friends with those guys, and I have much love for them. And it's good. We're going to be at Dee's Cafe tomorrow. And so it made sense to do it in the Pittsburgh market and just kind of, you know, give back a little bit to my hometown.
Now, you bring up a good point there. So does this beer get released every year on the Ides of March?
Yes.
And why is it the Ides of March? Because usually that's not really a good day for, especially if you're a Roman person.
No. Honestly, I don't know the answer to why we picked that day. We do a lot of our beers, like Devil Dancer comes out in July 4th weekend. And we, you know, some of them come out on the 1st, but when there's a holiday involved or somewhere, you know, kind of catchy, you know, it's something that people will remember every year. You know, I'm doing a tasting tomorrow on St. Paddy's Day at Dee's Cafe with no fizzy, you know, yellow green beer. And you know, we're different beasts in the industry, you know, being craft. So we're able to play with some of those, you know, twist the normal conception of the Ides of March. Maybe we'll make it a, you know, a celebration rather than a change the culture a little bit, I guess.
Now, craft beer fans know KBS. That's a staple of, if you're going to drink great stout, you're drinking KBS.
Or they know of KBS. There's still a lot of people out there, you know, there's a little bit of that where, you know,
we've got friends out west that may not know about all that.
Yes, but
they've got
it.
Russian River. They have all their great beers out there. We've got Founders.
The reverse is true here. Right. The reverse is very much true. I live in Columbus, Ohio, and Russian River is, you know, everybody, it's on everybody's top list, but, you know, it's, the man, that kind of hype is great. It definitely makes things more difficult every year because we don't make a lot of this product. We're kind of inhibited to, you know, right now, as you know, we're going through an expansion period where we just, you know, made a $7 million expansion to our building to make more liquid. And I was just up there actually working on the new 32 head bottling line and you know, slinging cases and scrubbing tanks. And I got to actually brew a little bit with Jeremy last week. And it's, you know, that's the cool part.
Now, what I love too is Founders is one of the few breweries besides, like, I mean, we've got the big ones like Stone and Dogfish that are doing this, but Founders has really embraced social media. If we want to get a hold of you, you guys have a mailing list that comes out, was it twice a month?
And every other month, actually. We don't try to inundate the mailbox. It's a bi-monthly newsletter that we send out. So we try to get really ahead of our events and make them not spectacles, but celebrations, and really kind of put some time and thought into the events that we do. We don't try to, you know, just show up and, you know, stand
and
in the corner,
say,
right?
Hey, here's our beer, drink it, whatever.
Yeah, we try to make them, you know, bigger and more celebrations. And, you know, like the event we're doing tomorrow, the event we did tonight, I think we had 5 different beers on tap. We had some really cool specialties, Backwoods and Imperial Stout, and of course, KBS Double Trouble, which is a 5-month seasonal this year for us, and will be available, you know, Double IPA is available through Memorial Day, I think, this year. Our Pale Ale, you know, so we try to, you know, I try to spread out the spectrum. Tomorrow night we're doing a vertical of KBS with 2010-2011 and sprinkling in the year-round beers around that. And, you know, we try to make them a reason to come out on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, you know, or Thursday night when, you know, everybody's got to get up in the morning and, you know, get the kids to school and get to work. And, you know, I got kids myself. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those we try to make them, you know, a special event.
So what's next for Founders? What's in the pipeline for you guys that may not be out there right now? You know, what's the next great beer that you guys are coming out with?
We've got a sessionable IPA that won a silver medal JBF. We're working on the actual name right now. It'll be in addition to the year-round package, available in 6-pack, 6 barrels, and of course half barrels on draft. That should launch sometime in the summer. We're trying to get it out. Called the it'll have the tagline the All Day IPA, and it's a 4.7% very alpha hoppy Simcoe. There's some, I believe, some Cascade finished there as well.
It sounds like the ideal session beer there for the summertime.
It is. We say it's the beer that you've been waiting for. It's that beer. It's you know, doing a lot of festivals in the summertime, and you always seem to have it. You know, you always have a beer in your hand, and it's going to be nice to have one at 4.7% at 42 IBUs. It's really super hoppy, and you know, takes that crave away of the, you know, the hop crave, because I do like my hops, as you know.
So while you're out there cutting your grass, what are you drinking? If you're drinking anything besides Founders, because we know you guys are making awesome beers.
Sure.
If you're drinking anything besides Founders while you're cutting your grass.
That's probably, you know, I get to travel around 4 different states, and 5 if you count Michigan. I get back to the brewery every couple months. So I'm able to, you know, beer karma is well and alive in my life. and I like to, you know, I like to do a little, you know, local tasting. So I love the guys out in, out of Three Floyds. I'm able to pick up quite a bit of that in Indiana when I'm out there, and they've become really good friends and supporters of us, and the respect goes both ways with those guys. What do I drink, man? Trogues is I love me some Nugget. The Hotback is a nice, you know, a nice sessionable beer for me. It's Avery Stone every once in a while. I try to hit around, you know, the regional markets as well. Fatheads out in Cleveland makes, you know, they're making, obviously you guys know them from this area, from the South Street, and but, you know, Matt Cole is making just absolutely amazing beers, and I love every encounter I have with those guys. So,
well, now
Brew Kettle's another one, I should say, out of Strongsville, Ohio. That,
okay,
they're in our family out in Ohio in the premium distributing, and they're just making some solid liquid.
Well, now here's the big question. I asked Chris this, and I've been asking people all over tonight. I have to know. Now, you can even say your own beer, which is perfectly fine, but tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
I'm doing? Assuming you're not drinking green beer. We don't drink crap. Crap is not on tap.
No.
What do you drink on St. Patrick's Day? Or if somebody came up to you and said, I really love Founders. I want a Founders beer I can drink on St. Patrick's Day. What beer should I have in my hand?
I've got a Cuvée Rank that I plan on cracking at some point tomorrow, and I brought an Old 21 from Brew Kettle out to crack with Hootie tomorrow. So those will definitely make an appearance. He's got some stuff. I believe we're gonna bust out an 09 Nemesis Wheat Wine at some point tomorrow. I'm really excited, you know, that it's also opening day at NCAA's, and I get to be in Pittsburgh for the, you know, Pitt as the number one seed, and get to basically nobody wants to see me on St. Patrick's Day and opening day. So I pretty much got the afternoon off before the event. I plan on watching a lot of basketball and drinking a lot of great craft beer.
So you're getting paid to watch college basketball, the NCAA tournament, and drink craft beer, and then talk about it too.
Well, my phone's on at 20. I work, you know, I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If someone needs to get a hold of me, I'm pretty accessible to those that need to get a hold of me. So, you know, we're salesmen. We're able to take some time back every once in a while, and that's a good excuse to take a few hours of my life back, is to watch a little Pitt basketball. Well worth the time.
Very cool. Well, John, thank you very much. Once again, this is John from Founders Brewing, foundersbrewing.com. Check them out on Facebook, on Twitter. There will be links on the shouldidrinkthat.com website. Go check that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I think I said that if you go check our foundersbrewing.com website, the event site there lists all the events. Just check back there. We do a whole lot of retweets and Facebook stuff there as well, and we are looking forward. I can say this, that Full Pints and Friends will be back again around Big Pour that Wednesday through Sunday with Terrapin and Founders and Full Pint, and see if we can't get anybody else from the Wilson McGinley family down here to represent.
Well, plus the cool thing too that I've noticed with your Facebook and with your Twitter feeds too is you're actually talking to somebody. It's not just you're blasting out marketing messages left and right. Yeah. And the same thing with your email list. You've actually got a real person that's talking to you.
Yes,
you've got that communication going. Yep. Because. Yep. Everyone's part of the Founders family. Yeah. They want to have that, you know, that in-depth touch where they're like, hey, you know, these guys are listening to what I want to say, or, you know, everything that what I think about their beers, and someone's replying to them too.
Yeah, that's it. There's the beer, you know, we have the beer speak for itself, and hold the beer higher than ourselves, and there's much bigger rock stars than myself and the company, and we're reminded of that. The beer, you know, all hail the amazing Cosmicky. I like to say that at every chance I get. You know, those guys in the back of the room, and I have mad respect for what they do, and I was very fortunate to get to leave some sweat on the floor a couple weeks ago when I was out there. You know, we're brewing 24 hours a day right now. That's what I don't think a lot of people know. 6 days a week, we still rest to clean on Sundays. We got a second brew house coming on in July, which will really just kind of open the floodgates up for us. So those who can't get the product, I apologize. I can't say that enough. But we are making as much as we possibly can, and plan to make a lot more.
Very cool. John, thank you very much. Everyone, check it out, foundersbrewing.com. Joining me now is Chris from Bocktown. Chris, thank you for coming out in this nice cold March afternoon, enjoying some delicious Founders. What do you have in your glass right now?
Oh, I'm getting warmed up with a Kentucky Breakfast Stout, or now known as KBS.
Delicious choice.
Yes.
So for those of our fans who are not familiar with Bocktown, why don't you tell us a little bit about Bocktown and exactly what's going on here tonight?
We are a locally owned restaurant, Pittsburgh owned, in the Robinson area of Pittsburgh. And we serve 16 American craft beers on tap that rotate continuously, along with great homemade food. We are completely dedicated to the marriage of those two things. We're not trying to be a bar or a restaurant in one. It's the combination of those that are making it really a great experience to come here. And we do tastings every week. We do live music every week. And we're getting ready to open a second restaurant.
Now, this is a special night. This is the official kickoff for KBS in Pittsburgh. How did you get Founders to come out here? Why would somebody pick Bocktown to have their big release party in Pittsburgh?
I think you might have to ask Founders that question, but...
Not that I'm doubting Bocktown at all, whatsoever. This is a great place to go, but you're having the very first kickoff party. I mean, this is a huge deal, especially for a lot of craft beer fans around Pittsburgh.
It is. I think just our dedication for 4 years to the one-offs and the special releases, and are always saying, we'll try, has made us brewers sweethearts. They want to come here. They want to show off here. They're paying us back. You know, they're letting us be the place to start because we treat their beer special. We put 5 beers of his on tap tonight, too. So you can not only, if you're not a KBS fan, you can come here and try something else from the brewery, and he can tell you about it. We give you the way to communicate with the customer. The brewer can come here and communicate directly to the customer.
Now, you also carry Founders in bottles, so if people want to come in pick up 6 packs, they're able to do that, too.
They are, but KBS is such a limited release. I don't know how many we got. We do limit special release beers sometimes to 2 bottles, one to share or keep. But we do sell beer to go, for sure. It's not our primary goal.
Can you get a growler filled?
Of most beers, on a regular basis, yes. On KBS and certain other special releases, no. Certain maybe magical mystery words might make a certain friend get a growler, but it really is tough. We want the most people to enjoy the beer, and by letting it go out the door in mass quantities to one person kind of ruins the effect for us. It's not really about making money from this beer. It's about letting people try it. It's not here long enough to make money from. You know, it's literally sharing it. So we want a lot of people to taste it.
Now, back on the growlers, if somebody did come in here with their own growler, would they be able to get that filled, or do they have to have a specific Bocktown growler? Because we know Pennsylvania laws are really strict on what you can and can't do. So what can we do at Bocktown?
What you can do at Bocktown is bring any growler that you want with any label on it that you want and ask us to fill it. You know what we're putting in it, so therefore you take the responsibility to say, I know this isn't blah, 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 breweries, blah, blah, blah. So if you come in here and buy a growler from me, which I do have some, some people actually, we don't have our own. We have some from East End, and we've had them from other breweries in the past. East End would prefer we put their beer in it. But if you bought an East End growler empty from me, you're welcome to, and then I can put whatever beer you want in it. And it's a way around the law, and hello, LCB, you want to come talk to me about it, that's fine. That's the vessel. We need the vessel to put the beer in, and we don't have the storage space nor the money to just buy, invest in growlers. It's not what we want to do. Again, we don't want that much beer going out the door if it's a small batch.
Okay, so say I go over to McDonald's, or I go to 7-Eleven, I get like a big gulp. Can I bring that over here and get that filled? Because you said vessel. I just want to make sure that we're clear on this.
I doubt that I'll fill the big gulp. There are definitely designated containers. You want to bring a growler. They have screw caps. They have ceramic top, flip top ones. And you want to buy it from a brewery. And they hold 64 ounces of beer, give or take an ounce. I think some of them have, I think the big ones with the handle on the side seem to be an ounce or two larger. But come on in, fill it up. We'll fill any which one. I'm sorry, we don't have our own. Maybe someday.
Now, what's the story on Bocktown 2? B2. We've been hearing about this for the last year. You're getting closer to finally opening the doors. What's the latest update?
We are getting closer to finally opening the doors. The latest update is things are much more in our hands. We're within a couple months. I don't want to say a date. We're going to just get people hired and trained, and when we feel we're ready for business, we'll announce that we're open. It's been a long road, and I'm just one to talk about it, I think, sooner than most. I think everybody has a long road to opening a business, and I'm just, for some reason, willing to talk about the first steps, and it just seems longer than most people expect it to take soon.
And now, if people do want to get the latest information on Bocktown or Bocktown 2, they can go to your website, bocktown.com, follow you on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're all over the social media gamut right now. One final question. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. First of all, do you have green beer? I already know this answer, but I have to ask you. And what should they come here and buy? What's going to be your big beer on St. Patrick's Day when someone comes up and says, I want something different than Bud Coors Miller. I don't want that green stuff. What should I drink?
That's a really difficult question. It's another day for us. We don't do green beer. There are a couple American-made lagers that kind of hit that Irish button. So if we still have some left, we'll have something like Rogue Skells. Somebody's lager on tomorrow that will fit that bill for every person. But most of the people that come here just celebrate with whatever they want to celebrate with. I imagine a few of them will be celebrating with Founders. We'll have great food that is an Irish theme, but it's not a high priority. I don't want to attract everybody on one day to come here and drink green beer. It's not something we do. So just pick up any pint and toast and be Irish for a day.
That's fantastic. Chris, thank you so much. All right, first, you got to introduce yourself.
Adam Christensen from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just moved to Pittsburgh about a month ago.
Birth date, Social Security.
I don't have that available.
So tell us your story about why you, first of all, why you moved to Pittsburgh and why you chose the location that you moved to. You don't have to say where you live exactly. We don't need addresses. But Chris is over here blushing, so we have to get this on record about why people love her. Why did you move to Pittsburgh, and why did you pick the place that you live?
All right, so the story behind why Bucktown was instrumental in my moving here. My fiance is going to American University out in D.C., and I just took a new job with Gordon Food Service, and their office is literally down the street from here. So jumped on Google Maps and was looking for beer bars and good shopping, and found Bucktown, and so hunting around, found a good apartment just down the road from here. Thought, that's sweet. So I can work all day, swing by the office, and when I'm done on my way home, stop by Bucktown, get a good draft beer, and then head home. So really that, in a nutshell, is why I moved down the street.
Is Chris crying yet?
No, but I have a thing to say. I do love that story, and I've heard it another time. I had friends. They're friends now. They moved to Pittsburgh out of necessity. They were staying close by. We're by the airport. There's a lot of temporary housing here. And they found us, and then therefore they looked for their house relative to where Bucktown was, because this became their home and their neighborhood and their friends. So it's a nice story, and I think every pub in America could probably say that. But thank you so much. Cool. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that sounded cool. I like that.
And mildly cheesy.
Now we can't leave you guys out. Now we do have a future Pittsburgh sports celebrity with us, and you have no idea how happy I was to hear that you are now a roller girl. Roller derby girl, sorry.
Yeah.
Or is it roller derby woman?
Roller derby bitch.
Can roller derby... You
can you say that?
This is the internet. You can say whatever you want.
I am a roller derby bitch, and I embrace that.
Now, you can either tell us your real name, which I know, or you could say what your new name is.
Oh, my
your I don't know if it's your roller derby girl name, or yes. Have you picked one?
I have a few choices. But not until orientation will I be able to know the rules of what I can.
Oh! But, all right, we'll put it this. All right, yes. What are some ideas that you have?
Glitter Miss.
Okay.
That's number one. So if that one's approved, that's my name.
I don't think that's going to be approved.
Number two is Tallywhacker.
I think you can go to number three.
Oh, what is number three?
Number three is going to be a combination of my name and my number, and it's going to be Smell You Later. Because my name is Mel You, so it makes sense.
I'm leaning towards three.
No. I think the first
three. I like three because...
A lot of people like three.
Because the jersey would be awesome.
Just Smell You, and then later.
But overall, I like number two, though. For creativity
for
and...
reasons.
And because I would love to hold up a sign that says "I love Tallywhacker."
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
I would interject. I would interject and say the other one, the third one, makes sense to read from behind.
Mm-hmm.
It just is sort of something you want to, you know.
Right.
You've got to read that.
You just say it.
Now let's talk about why you're here at Bucktown tonight.
Oh, we're here for Founders and one of my favorite beers, KBS.
What is it that you like about KBS?
Bourbon.
Not chocolate? That's a good answer.
No, actually, bourbon above chocolate. Oh, I'll drink bourbon straight. But bourbon and beer is even better.
She's getting crazy over here.
Now, I was doing a little research on your whole roller derby thing.
Okay. SteelCityDerbyDemons.com.
We're going to go with that. There's a link off the ShouldIDrinkThat.com website as of now. Because we now have a favorite derby girl, which I don't even think we knew anybody in the league before, but now that we do, oh, honey, you're getting the whole SIDT nation behind you. Once it's official, and we have a name for you.
Yes.
And we'll have to get a picture of you.
I'll know in April.
So here's what I want to know.
Yes.
From everyone except for the Founders rep, because we know he's a little biased. Tomorrow's St. Paddy's Day. What are you drinking?
I have have to drive to Cleveland. I'm not drinking anything.
You need something to drive to Cleveland to ease that pain. Come on. You're in a limo. You're going up to Cleveland. What beer are you drinking on St. Patty's Day to celebrate the day?
Oh, Guinness. I know, that's lame, right? But
well, no, it's Irish. It's
Irish,
traditional.
It just kind of goes with it, and we partied in Pittsburgh Guinness over the weekend, but it's just...
Did you drink green beer last weekend?
No.
Fuck no.
Damn good answer. All right, what are you drinking tomorrow?
I did drink a Guinness last weekend, but so I'll be drinking a Red's Rye on St. Patty's Day.
Excellent, excellent answer.
I think you got to ask.
All right. I'm drinking 2010 and 2011 KBS tomorrow.
Oh, you evil man. Yeah. Because everyone listening is going to go, oh, man. Well, you know what? Actually, I have bottles of 2008, 9, and 10 sitting at home.
We have, what do we have? Bourbon County from, who is that? That's Goose. Yeah, we have Goose's 7, 8, 9, and 10. 6, 7, 8, 9, something like that. That's not what we're drinking tomorrow. I'm drinking whatever is served that's interesting at a place called Amp 150 in Cleveland.
As long as it's not green?
The answer is, it will not be green. It will not be green.
They sell Brew Dog there.
I was going to say, all the people that are saying, oh, we missed it, go to the Founders website, sign up for the newsletter, it comes out, and they can find all the event info. Just keep checking back there. We post, we Facebook, all kinds of stuff, and mark your calendars for the Big Pour, because a few inquiring minds here tonight are talking about setting up some great events that week. So Full Pints and Friends with Terrapin and Founders, once again, we'll be traveling around the Berg. And
well, the next one that we have coming up, the one that I like to say kicks off the Beer Fest season, is the Big Tap-In. Are we going to see you guys there?
You'll see our beer there. I, unfortunately, will not be able to make it. I'm going to Dark Lord.
Dark Lord?
I didn't last year.
I did see you there, yes.
We met at the Big Tap-In, and I love Phil and Sandy. I was just up at Vintage Estates last night. We had a great time. I look forward to my return. They understand.
I totally understand. Yeah. Anyone that can get a Dark Lord day? As long as you bring us back something.
Those guys take care of us all the time. I have a handle. Whenever they have a free handle, it's usually Founders on it. And Lincoln and I have become really good friends over the last year and a half. And I can't wait. It's my birthday weekend as well. So we're renting an RV, going to park it on the lot. Wake up in the morning, the 28th. But wake up, Saturday morning, Dark Lord. I'm doing a dinner in Valpo the night before. We're going to work my way out there and enjoy, Saturday.
That's going to be festival. The best birthday weekend ever.
A festival that's not my festival. Right, I don't have to work it out. Yeah. There's a spectator. It's not about me or Founders at all. It's all about them. So I'm taking the day off.
Dude, I don't blame you. All right. Bundled up. Miss Dilla.
I'm getting chilly. I'm getting warm right here. But I haven't answered this question personally. You asked me earlier, what will the customers be drinking tomorrow?
What will you be drinking?
Yes, I'm glad to answer that question. Tomorrow, normally I wouldn't be drinking anything, but through this conversation, I realized that somebody actually gave me a vintage bottle of KBS. So I'm going to dig it out. I have two. I have one with the baby on the front, and then I have another one that has a different label. I'm going to look at them tomorrow, see what they are, and I'll drink them, and I'm going to tweet about it. So I don't think I'll have them in the morning, but I'll have them before the day's end.
Hopefully I have my first one about 3.
Wow, what an incredible evening. Hope you guys enjoy listening to the show tonight. To close it out, we've got music from Bastard Bearded Irishman. You can find them at bastardbeardedirishman.com. Their song, Beer, 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 and a ton of other great hits. Thank you for listening. This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon for ShouldIDrinkThat.com, where even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.
1, 2, 3. Beer, 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 tiddly, beer, beer, beer. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mumps, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of pubs.
Oh, he must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Oh, look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Oh, Lord bless Charlie Mumps, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly, beer, beer, beer.
James's pub, the home, the wall as well. But one thing you can be sure of is Charlie's beer they sell. So look at all your lucky lads and then they can't stop. 5 short seconds. Remember Charlie Mops. 1, 2, 3.
It must have been the night for all the souls in Oregon. And to his praises we shall always sing. For look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. A Lord bless Charlie loves a bed with plenty beer. Beer, beer, tiddly beer, beer, beer. A barrel of bolts, a bushel of hops, a star and a round the same. That kind of lubrication that makes your engine tick. The 40 pints of one up a day will keep away the crack. It's only 8 and 8, the pot, and one of the 6 is tax.